From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting, topping the news, Islamic State deadline missed. The latest deadline has passed, and an Islamic State hostage drama with Jordan insisting on proof of life for a Jordanian Air Force pilot being held by the militants. An audio message purportedly from a Japanese journalist also captured by the Islamic State said the pilot would be killed immediately unless Jordan released by sunset Thursday an Iraqi woman on death row in Jordan for her role in a deadly bombing in Amman in 2005. Three U.S. defense contractors helping train Afghan Air Force personnel were gunned down. Happened at Kabul Airport Thursday in what military sources say was an insider attack. Details of the killings are scarce. Also Thursday, a suicide bomber attacked a funeral in eastern Afghanistan. Six people were killed there, dozens others wounded. No one claimed responsibility for either of those attacks. Chadian troops aiding the fight against Boko Haram are reported to have retaken a village in northeastern Nigeria from the militants. No officials have confirmed the report, but the Nigerian military said on Twitter that its Air Force had conducted missions around the area in the past 2 days. It also indicated Chadian troops were active in the area. Chad and Cameroon recently deployed forces to combat Boko Haram, which has seized much of Nigeria's Borno state. U.S. federal investigators Thursday added an American citizen born in Somalia to its list of most wanted terrorists. The man is Liban Haji Mohammed. FBI says while working in Washington, Mohammed was a recruiter for the Somali-based terrorist group Al-Shabaab. This is VOA News. Fighting continued in northern sectors of the former ceasefire in eastern Ukraine Thursday as Russian-backed rebels pressed their offensive aimed at moving the line farther west. VOA's Al Pessin has details.
Like many towns in this area, Popasna is on edge. Shelling can be heard faintly in the distance. Popasna is about 40 kilometers from the besieged town of Debaltseve, which is nearly surrounded by rebel forces. Rebels controlled the entire area last year before being pushed back by government troops. Meanwhile, the European Union was set to expand economic sanctions against Russia as punishment for the new round of fighting. But so far, sanctions have not convinced Russian President Vladimir Putin to change his policy. Al Pessin, VOA News, Popasna, Ukraine.
And amid sharp escalation of fighting in eastern Ukraine, European Union foreign ministers agreed Thursday to extend by 6 months existing sanctions imposed on Russian and Russia-backed separatists, officials for the role in the conflict. The ministers also agreed during a meeting in Brussels to come within a week with more names to be added to the list of those already subject to an asset freeze and travel ban. Investigators from Indonesia's National Transportation Safety Committee says the Air Asia flight that crashed into the Java Sea last month ascended steeply, then stalled and hurtled toward the sea with the co-pilot at the controls. All 162 people aboard the plane died when it crashed on December 28th. Divers have recovered 70 bodies from the wreckage. The flight was en route from Surabaya, Indonesia's second-largest city, to Singapore when it went down. And Malaysia Airlines formally declared the disappearance of last year's Flight 370 to be an accident, meaning the 239 people aboard the flight are now presumed dead. That from VOA's Bill Ide.
Azharuddin Abdul Rahman, the Director General of Malaysia's Department of Civil Aviation, says that after 327 days and based on all available data, survivability in the defined area is highly unlikely.
On behalf of the government of Malaysia, we officially declare Malaysia Airlines Flight MH370 an accident.
He says the search for the missing plane, which covered over 18,600 square kilometers, will continue. Bill Ide, Beijing.
Star golfer Tiger Woods helped attract a record raucous crowd to the Phoenix Open on Thursday. Attendance was more than 118,000 along the golf course. Woods is the winner of 79 PGA Tour events and 14 majors.
That's the latest world news from VOA.